Manchester on the 1st of May, students at the University of Manchester, UOM, including Manchester Leftist Action, Youth Front for Palestine, Youth Demand, and Manchester Palestine Action, occupied Brunswick Park as an escalation of a series of short occupations resisting Israel's assault on Palestine and the university's ties with arms companies. When I visited the occupation in Manchester for an interview, they had just renamed it Dr. Adnan Al-Bursh Park, after a Palestinian doctor and professor who died in an Israeli prison on the 19th of April. Among the group's demands is no disciplinary action against students involved. Already a student is facing suspension for their journalistic work exposing UOM's vice-chancellor saying she was comfortable with arms industries being on campus. So far, other than the threat of suspension, the university has put up no resistance to the occupation. A spokesperson for the group said, if the university wants to put a possession order through, they are welcome to, and we will decide collectively what we want to do about that. I asked what the group want people to do, show your support, be loud, keep shouting about Palestine, because the second we don't, we lose the rich legacy of the Palestinian people. Socialist Students calls for students to organize democratically, and link up with the broader workers' movement, to resist war, occupation, and university marketization. Universities having strong ties with the arms industry is a product of the broader issue of treating education as a market, rather than a public service. Governmental funding has been slashed, and so management turned to wealthy companies, exploitative student rents and high international fees to fill the deficit. A socialist transformation of society is the only permanent solution, and if you want to help get us there, get in touch with socialist students or the Socialist Party and build a mass movement of students and workers, to resist war and capitalism. Sam Hay, Manchester Socialist Party.